Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Tonight's recap is of HBO's Hard Knocks, Cincinnati Bengals Training Camp, Episode 1. Really interesting show. I had, you know, sort of tuned in now and then again last year when they were at the Cowboys training camp, but I didn't really watch regularly, so this will be my first attempt at watching this show. I'm a total football nut, so obviously something like this is always going to be entertaining to me. I like to see, like, I'm a football wonk. I enjoy seeing how things work behind the scenes and seeing how players sort of come up through the ranks and make, you know, their whatever spot they're at on the depth chart, how the various positions and position coaches sort of work. So if you're into that kind of thing like me, I think you'll really enjoy this show because it is a nice look at the less glamorous side of football, the countless hours where you're running around doing drills that may or may not be very fun and sort of, you know, all the work that goes into putting together, like, fun Sunday performances. So it was real interesting. You know, a lot of people don't realize this about the NFL. I believe the statistic is that the average NFL career is about 4 seasons, which is a pretty remarkable number when you think about it. And you kind of forget that, you know, you see these Iron Men or, you know, these sort of, these starters like Peyton Manning or the Brett Favres who start every single game, and you think that, like, football is something that lasts forever and that guys go into their 30s. But in reality, for most of these guys, you know, it's a day-to-day reality that a thing they've worked so hard for, and then they've fought you know their whole life to get to, can be taken away so quickly. And I think you really saw that in tonight's episode. You know, you spend a little bit of time with the tight ends, and no sooner do you start thinking to yourself, Reggie Kelly is a really great guy. He's going to be a really great mentor. I like Reggie Kelly. Sure enough, boom! That first week, Reggie Kelly blows out his Achilles tendon, and just like that, his season is over. So it's sort of interesting to see, you know, it kind of gives you a glimpse into why NFL players are maybe wired mentally the way they are, because injury is such a day-to-day reality. No sooner does Reggie Kelly go down, and then, you know, they bring in Ben Utek, who's a very capable tight end, and then he goes down in practice with a pretty nasty concussion, it looks like, and, you know, they have to stop practice and backboard him and cart him off the field. So that's really, you know, sort of hard to watch, and it's kind of one of those this is not a scripted show. Like, you know, they'll certainly massage certain storylines, but, you know, you could be following a player all through camp and he could get hurt, you know, the very last preseason game. I mean, that's just how the NFL works. So it certainly adds an air of excitement to the proceedings, because you just don't know who's going to make it through camp for one reason or the other. The other thing, you know, that you sort of follow and you sort of learn here is you get to see the guys who are not the glamour boys, who are not the Chad Ochocinco's. You get to see the guy who's just fighting to be number 5 on the depth chart at wide receiver, or he wants to be the number 3 fullback. The guys whose names you will never know, whose football cards you will never collect. And you sort of follow their, and you know, we have a few individuals I think we'll be following throughout the year to see how they adjust to this sort of life. And then, you know, not everyone's going to make it. Things don't look great for that one particular fullback who was undrafted, who had the son and the great backstory, but maybe does not have the tools to make it at the pro level. And so this will be sort of interesting to see how he rises to the challenge of camp. And I think those are the stories that really make a show like Hard Knocks sort of tuning into, you know, worth tuning into if you're a football fan or if you just enjoy human drama. Not that Chad Ochocinco was not hilarious tonight. He was very entertaining, I have to admit. I'm not Chad's biggest fan. But the guy talks a mean game, and he seems to work pretty hard. He doesn't really necessarily seem to alienate people around him like a T.O. would, you know, on a team. So you certainly have those personalities. But what makes Hard Knocks, I think, work for me and you know, sort of like has appeal for me, makes me want to watch more episodes, is, you know, those stories you never get to hear, the unheralded linemen. Like I said, the rookie who wasn't drafted out of college, who just wants to get a roster spot. And I really enjoy seeing, you know, how that sort of, like, happens. And you see the coaches behind the scenes who have to make those hard choices. And it sort of humanizes them, because you sort of had this idea of who the Bengals, or the Bungles, as they were called last year, were. And you kind of see a different side of them, which I do appreciate. And I think that's why they're a better team for this kind of show than the Cowboys. I think they have more to gain out of it, too. So I understand why they decided to let the cameras into camp, even though it was a controversial decision. Overall, definitely a good, solid episode. I give it about a B. Nothing too radical happened, aside from Reggie Kelly going down. I'm looking forward to next week's episode, where they'll be sort of going over the results of the first preseason week. So this has been Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Hope you enjoyed it.